Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. It's Wednesday, and if you are a regular listener to The Chalene Show, you're used to getting a personal episode on Fridays. Well, now you're getting one on Wednesday. And boy, oh boy, are you in for a treat. So I'm going to tell you the story about this crazy Miami matchmaker who I am pretty sure tried to murder me here in Miami Beach. I'm going to share my personal thoughts and my own experience on the mean girl drama that's surrounding someone who I consider a friend, podcaster and comedian Heather McDonald. We're also going to talk about my own take on the insecure female drama situation and my own experience with it, including a personal story which happened to end a 35-year friendship and how I've decided to move forward. Then Brett Johnson joins us to share with us inside details on the lack of hygiene that most men have in public restrooms, as well as his very opinionated take on what is attractive when it comes to footwear and nail polish. Please don't listen to this episode unless you have thick skin and have a sense of humor. All right, I'm super excited for you to listen to this one, and I'm grateful that you are here. Let's do it. Okay, so I have to tell you the story. So I have to take Monkey out. It's super late at night. Brett had just flown in on his flight, so I knew he wasn't getting in until midnight, so I stayed up. Like, when he's not here, that is my favorite time to just stay up so late and sleep in. I'm just a hot mess. I know you guys got to hear some of the bachelorette version of Chalene, but it was quite a good time. There was something he was saying the other day. I'm going to bring him in here in just a second. He was like, well, I'm not going to do that if you're not going. I'm like, why? He's like, well, I'm not going to leave you behind. I'm like, yeah, you are. We need to do this more regularly. It's way more fun than I ever imagined. Okay, so anyways, he's getting back in, or his flight's coming in. I know he's coming in after midnight. He gets in, and I'm like, well, you take a shower. I'm going to go let Monkey out. So I take Monkey out one more time, and so it's like 12:30 at night. As you know, we are in Miami Beach, and we're in like kind of a hot area of Miami Beach where there's like a ton of action, like almost too much action. So I'm letting Monkey out, and you can see people who are like coming home from the bars. You get the picture. And there's this girl walking across the street, basically towards where I am with Monkey. I take her to this little spot where there's like some grass across from our hotel. And I see this gal walking towards me, like she's walking through the crosswalk with a gentleman. And she's like supermodel-esque, like super tall. And she's wearing this skin tight silver lamé, very short dress, what Marge would call a crotch cutter. Okay. So she's wearing this dress that just literally turns heads. She's wearing an ankle boot, very, very high heel, white ankle boot, booty, I guess you would say, and this dress. And she's got like beautiful blonde hair. Again, just like you can't not look, you know what I'm saying? And she's walking with a guy who is equally as shockingly good looking. He's got like long Fabio type hair. And he also looks like a model. He's like wearing like a white linen shirt open and like these really cool shoes and jeans. And anyways, they come walking towards me and she sees Monkey and she starts like gasping. She's like, oh my gosh, your dog is beautiful. Oh my God, your dog is so cute. Your dog is so cute. Now Monkey is, I've said this before, she's okay. She's seen better days. She's 14. She's got like a wart on one of her eyes. She's got cataracts. She's going gray. She could definitely use some time at the salon. Like, she's okay. I said this on Patreon this weekend. Like, basically, I think parents know when they have a kid that's not that cute. And people are like, oh my gosh, cute baby. I think parents know. When people are like, oh, your dog is so cute, they're just making a small talk, right? But anyway, she's freaking out over my dog. I'm like, this is weird. It was really kind of weird. And my red flags were like, radar was up. So she says to me, is that a dachshund? Okay, it's important to know that I just finished recording. So I was like, kind of like in a little bit of a snarky mood. You know what I mean? Because like, when I record. Sometimes I feel like I'm just like talking to my girlfriend. Anyway, so I was in a little bit of a snarky mood and I'm like, dachshund? Monkey's a chihuahua. Like, it's not like, I mean, is she new here to this planet? Like, you don't have to be like a dog expert to know the difference between a dachshund and a chihuahua. It's like saying, looking at a Labrador and saying like, is that a Dalmatian? Like, it was weird. So I go, a dachshund? And she's like, yeah, is that a dachshund? I'm like, no, it's a, she's a chihuahua. And she's like, she? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh. Then she looks at me. She goes, oh my God, you're beautiful. Weird. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And she's like, no, oh my gosh, what is your name? And now I'm like, my red flags are up and I'm getting a little bit of an attitude. So I'm like, CJ. So when I don't want someone to know my name or I don't want to like connect with someone, I don't give them my real name. I'm sure you do this too. And CJ is my go-to. So Starbucks, whatever. I always say CJ if I don't want to connect with somebody. So she goes, CJ, oh, that's what I'm going to name my first child. I'm naming my first child CJ. What the hell? And I go, really? Really? And I'm giving her this look and she goes, yeah. She goes, that's my grandma's name. I go, your grandma? And she goes, my grandma's name is CJ, isn't it? And she like hits the guy next to her and he's like, yeah. But I could tell by the way she hit him that like he was just going along with the story. But he also, there was something about his body language, etc., that I'm like, he gave me the impression that like, she does this often. And secondly, or thirdly, or fourthly, or whatever number I'm on, I felt like the CJ is my grandma's name was kind of a diss. At which point, I'd really wished I had said that my name was Shalene. Like, I felt like it was a line. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she always says. It's all going to come together in just a second. So I was kind of bummed that I didn't say, in retrospect, looking back on it now as I'm telling you the story, I'm bummed that I didn't say my name was Shalene because I think that that's just her shtick. That's something that she says. And I think the grandma comment was like a slam. But I'm trying not to be rude, so I'm making small talk with her. I think I asked her what her name was and what his name was. I feel like he was European, but she was not. And I'm like, okay, well, nice to meet you. And I'm starting to walk away. And she's like, hold on, I really need your help. And I'm like, I'm about to get scammed. And she's like, I really need your help. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, can I see your phone? And listen, if anyone ever asks for your phone, do not hand them your phone. And I'm a people pleaser, and I am one of those people who doesn't usually see red flags, but I've heard enough stories about scams related to handing someone your phone to know you just do not do that. Because I guess there's this whole thing where someone like that will say like, I lost my phone and I need to call a friend or I need to call an Uber or whatever. And you're like, oh, sure. And you hand them your phone. And what they do is they go to your Venmo or they go to your Apple Pay and they send themselves money or a variety of other things. Or maybe they can put a tracking device on your phone, like whatever. So I said, no, that's okay. And she's like, well, here's what I need your help with. I need to find single men. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, I need single men that are your age, CJ. And I go, well, P.S. Now she's bringing out a side of me that I don't like. I'm a nice person, but she's making me She's making me like annoyed because A, she's drunk, and B, this all seems like some kind of scam is trying to go down and I'm just not trying to be any part of it. So she says, I'm trying to find, and I go, well, I don't know any. And she goes, you don't know any men? And I go, no, I'm new to this area. I don't know any men. And that's when she grabs my hand and she's like, oh, CJ, your ring, it's beautiful. You're married. And I'm like, oh, I've seen this Dateline. And Yosef are going to abduct me right now. They're going to murder me. They're going to throw me in the back of a van that's about to swing by. And then like a week from now, I'm going to wash up on the shore in Miami Beach, all bloated and having been floating in the ocean for like 7 days. And the only thing that's going to be missing is my ring finger and my ring. And of course, Brett is going to be the primary suspect. And everyone's going to think it's him, but it's not. It's Jackie and Johan. I just continued trying to walk away. And she goes, hold on, hold on. CJ, I'm not kidding. I am a Miami Beach matchmaker. Then she like whips out her phone and like puts it like right in my face. And I mean, she's putting it like so close to my face. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Are you so annoyed for me? Anyways, so she puts it in my face and she's like, this is me. And it's her Instagram page. And again, I'm annoyed. So I go, what is this? And she goes, now she's getting snarky back with me. And she goes, CJ, do you even have Instagram? And I said, oh, bitch, you did not just ask me if I have Instagram. I said that to her. And it's not my fault. It's your fault. It's because I just recorded. And you know that bitch is my favorite word. And I was done with her. And I was not having it. And her calling me grandma and like, do you even have Instagram? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I have Instagram. And so she's like, holding her phone directly in front of my face, she goes, this is me. Like, I'm supposed to be impressed with her 69,000 followers or whatever. And I go, oh, that's nice. And she's like, so what I want you to do is I want you to type in your Instagram handle and I'm going to send you a very special message. And so then I pulled up my phone. Listen, she's brought out the snark. Like, my hoops are off. I'm ready to like fight her. Over what? I don't know. I just don't like her. And she's bringing out the Detroit in me. I want to kick her ass. And I don't even know her. So I pull out my phone and I'm like, I go to my Instagram following. Because now we're like in a contest, I guess, right? So I show her that I have like, whatever, close to 800,000 followers. I show her that. And I'm like, no, this is my account. Yeah, I'm very aware of what Instagram is. I teach Instagram. As a matter of fact, I've been teaching Instagram marketing before you were even able to drive, you dumb bimbo. That's what I wanted to say, right? Anyways, she's like, oh, wow. Well, and she hands me her phone. She goes, type in your Instagram handle. And I said, you can see it. I'm not going to type it in. First of all, I can't even type with these nails anyways. And I'm not going to do what you say, ding dong. Pick up on the cues. I'm walking away. You guys, so I would love to know your take. What was this? I don't even know. It was just so strange. And so as I'm walking away, she's like, I'm sending you a very special message. So I went up to the room and I told Brett the story. And he's like, what in the world? I'm like, I know. So strange. Oh, by the way. So we're staying at the one hotel at the moment. And we found some great houses too. But anyways, we're staying at the one hotel. And she was like, I know this is stupid. You're going to be like, Shalene, why'd you even tell her? But early in the conversation, like right when she walked up to me, when I was still being friendly, when I was still being nice, when I didn't know that she was a weirdo, she was like, oh, do you live here? I said, no, I'm just staying here at, you know, I kind of pointed at the hotel. I know, stupid, whatever. And she was like, oh, we're going to be friends. I live right here. And she points to the building across from the one hotel. I don't know if she does, but anyways, my point is, she tells me, I'm going to send you this very special message. I go upstairs. I retell the story to Brett, and he's like, what the heck? And so then I'm like really curious to know what is this? Like, I want to know what was the scam that she was trying to put on me, right? Because it definitely felt like major scam alert. And I don't think she followed me. I need to check again, but like, I mean, I checked a couple days ago and I obviously don't see all of my messages, but I remember it had said something Miami matchmaker. Why am I even telling you this story? It was just so weird. Got a nice long list of people that are interested in doing a Miami meetup. I'm thinking that's going to be in April, probably sometime in April. So if you are in the Miami area or interested in driving to the Miami area and you want to be part of the meetup, listen very closely, okay, to these instructions. Because some of you, you're like sending me these messages on Instagram. I'm like, no. Here's the number. Text hashtag Miami. Don't say anything else. I just need one separate message that says hashtag Miami because you're going to get automatically added to a list so I can text you when we pick the location and the date, etc. And the phone number is 949-503-9873. I will put it in our show notes so you don't have to remember it. But again, just that number, just hashtag Miami, and then you'll get an automated add to the list of people who, it doesn't mean you're coming for sure. It just means that you're like, hey, I might be interested and I'll send you more details. It'll be super fun. And maybe we can do a Silver Lame matchmaker event. That girl's so weird. I'm just like, in my mind, I have all these theories on what that was, and I'd love to have your take on it. Okay, so I did a Patreon episode where I literally took people with me to get all my lady parts lasered off. In my opinion, it is one of the funniest episodes I've ever done because I could not stop laughing when I was describing the whole process. And listen, getting that area lasered is not for everybody, for reasons I'm sure you can assume. But even if you have done laser, and lasers are like a million times better now, like they told me, there's still some grooming that needs to be done, right? Whether it's your legs or your underarms or your lady parts, you're still going to need a razor. You're still going to use a razor. I'm not going to lie. I tried this razor because I just thought aesthetically it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen in my life. It's called an Athena razor. And I was shocked at how amazing it is. And then I went online and looked it up, and they actually have thousands and thousands of five-star reviews because this is a razor that's, it has like these built-in guards so you don't get razor burn. That is possible because they designed this razor blade so that it's like surrounded by basically water-activated serum. So like when your razor hits the water, there's like a serum that is combined with like shea butter and hyaluronic acid. So it's just like really good for your skin. And I know you're thinking, oh, how much is it, like $25? No. And for $9, you don't just get the razor, you get two other razor heads or blades, whatever you want to call them. Plus, they give you this little, it's the cutest thing ever. It's like the best designed magnetic hook that allows you to like put it in your shower or on your counter. And also the way the hook has been designed, like it is the most aesthetically pleasing. I mean, it's a work of art. But I had no idea that with the shave foam and the way the water hits the blade, that it was going to be so soft and hydrating and smooth. Your girl is lasered now, but there are a couple of areas where, like, I don't need to go into detail. Let's just say it is nice to have a razor that is this beautiful and works this amazingly. I would highly recommend their shaving cream too. I feel like that makes a huge difference. Anyways, drum roll please. We have invited Athena Club Razor Kit to be a sponsor of The Chalene Show. So head over to athenaclub.com and use code Chalene for 25% off your first order. And again, that is Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A, club.com. Use code Chalene for 25% off. I want to know what color you get. I'm in love with the lavender, but they're all super cute. Again, is athenaclub.com. Don't forget to use code Chalene for your 25% off. That girl's so weird. I'm just like, in my mind, I have all these theories on what that was, and I'd love to have your take on it. So this week, someone who I consider a friend, Heather McDonald, is at the center of some drama and controversy. I haven't even reached out to her yet about it. I need to, but I'm like, she's probably just hearing from so many people. I'm just going to let it chill. I mean, it's not like I know her really, really well. We've gone to dinner a couple of times. She's stayed at my house. And I love her podcast. I think she's one of the funniest female comedians. I think there's a lot of female comedians who resort to just like, I don't know, weird talk about sex. And I don't get it. Like with Heather, she talks about stuff with her husband and her kids and just very, very relatable. I love it. I think she's one of the funniest people on the planet. I also think her podcast is fantastic. It is called Juicy Scoop. I highly recommend it. It was recommended to me by one of my girlfriends. I joined her Patreon. Once we became friends, she explained to me how her Patreon worked and how much joy it brings her and how much she freaking loved it. So I'm like, you know what? She's really the person who inspired me to start my own Patreon. So anyways, I subscribed to her Patreon. And this weekend, she dropped an episode that I felt like it, maybe it showed up on a day it normally doesn't or whatever. Anyways, the title of it was Palm Desert Drama. You'll never guess who the bully is. And so I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And I think it was like a 20-minute episode. And usually her episodes are like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes long. So anyways, I'm listening to it and you can tell she's really upset. And she shared in this episode. And so, by the way, with Patreon is kind of a cool thing for, I think, a lot of podcasters to do, especially the way she does it, which has inspired the way that I do it. Here's how I would describe it. It's, for me anyways, it's my personal diary. So I make it very clear to people, this is not something you want to invest in if you're here for personal development, if you need like a special takeaway from each podcast episode. It is kind of a lot like this episode, right? Where it's like me sharing personal stories. It's the same kind of things that I would talk to a girlfriend if I called her and said like, okay, here's what's going on. It's that type of content. So it's only entertaining to people who have my sense of humor, get me, like me, and can relate. And so if you're the kind of person who listens to the podcast because you like whatever, the personal development or the interviews or the topics that we cover, but you don't agree with me, don't relate to me, don't find me funny, those kinds of, you would not enjoy Patreon. If you like Wednesday's episodes, if you like the personal kind of episodes, well then yeah, you'd like Patreon, right? So anyways, that's what kind of inspired me to do Patreon the way that I do. And so I'm listening to this episode with Heather, and I've listened to enough of them and spent enough time with her to be able to tell that she's really upset. I can tell. And she kind of goes into the story where she was spending the weekend in Palm Desert with a couple of like reality TV stars from Housewives, and as well as a gal whose name is Megan, who is on the Jeff Lewis podcast. And do you remember Jeff Lewis? He did a Bravo show called Flipping Out. And so now he's got a new Bravo show. And I think Megan is also an interior designer. He's also got a show on Sirius. He's also very funny. But if I can be honest, he's also pretty negative. You know what I mean? Like, that's his shtick. That's what makes him funny. And he's self-deprecating as well. But anyways, Megan is his sidekick. And Heather and Megan, or at least Heather thought that she and Megan were friends. So she's at this party with these housewives, and I'm sharing the story now because it's a ton of people have talked about it. So I'm not like disclosing something on her page. Because if it's on Patreon, most Patreon creators intend for it to be private for their most loyal, most supportive, most connected, I guess you could say fans or Patreons, whatever you want to call it. So anyways, she records this episode and she talks about how she went to this party and this gal says to her, you know, I really just want to tell you that I need to come clean and say, I don't like you. And no one else on the show likes you either. You are a social climber. You're dismissive of other people. I don't want to be around you. I don't want a vacation with you. And it was really sad to listen to. I mean, I know these are grown adults. I know that they are both successful in their own right. Certainly, I think Heather is far more successful, but who cares? The point is, when you don't like someone, I just don't get that. Like, if there are people who I don't like, there are people who, I shouldn't say I don't like, I don't care for, they're not people who I would spend time with, who I would invest myself with, but I have friends who are friends with them. And that's their choice. Maybe there's something they get out of the relationship. I have friends who some of my other friends don't necessarily care for. That's okay. We don't all have to like each other. And we also don't have to sit somebody down and tell them we don't like them. That to me is so freaking bizarre. Like if there's someone you don't like and they're in your friend's circle, whatever, then you just ignore them. You don't make plans with them. Be an adult. Be a bigger person. You don't have to like sit them down and berate them and tell them what a horrible person they are and what your opinion is of them. That just made no sense to me whatsoever. And it was really, really upsetting to Heather. And she recorded this Patreon about it. And I get it. There are so many episodes I've done that I just, and I've said, like, I owe you guys a check this month because you just helped me process this. I've cried. I've said things I'm like, I'm not going to say this on the normal show because there's no value in it. I just need to get this off my chest, or this really hurtful thing happened and I want to explain why I'm upset. And it is the most rewarding, cathartic way to kind of like, I don't know, make sense of what you're feeling. I had this experience that happened after at Sierra's wedding with a friend, someone who I'd been friends with for more than like 35 years. And it wasn't exactly like this, but it was very similar, where you're just like, why is this person doing this? Why now? Like, what is their motive? And I think I handled it a little differently than, like, I know it was really upsetting to Heather, but anyways, the thing that she said on the podcast, which was so touching, is she said, I need to talk about this here because you guys support me. And she kind of broke down, started crying, and she's like, because you support me unlike anyone else. And when she said that, I'm like, I get it. I understand. And it might be self-serving. I recognize that it is. But there are times where I say things on Patreon where it's like, I know I'm going to get some support. I know it's like that friend of yours who's like, my hoops are coming off. I'm going to kick that girl's ass. How dare she do that to you? You know what I mean? Like, you've got that friend that'll say that for you, even if maybe you had your own part in the situation, but you just know that friend's going to comfort you. They're going to make you feel loved, supported, and seen. And Heather had said on the podcast that, like, that is what Patreon is for her. She's like, I don't have a great relationship with all my siblings, and my parents are dead, and both my brothers are gone, and I have you. And she just started crying, and I was like, oh, I love this. I mean, it makes me sad to think that another grown adult could make you cry because they were so mean to you. And that's, I think, where I'm a little different. So when that thing happened with me at Sierra's wedding, I am in a place where I was like, people don't punch down. Do you know what I mean by that? I'll explain. When you are happy with yourself, when you like your position in life, when you're secure, when you're confident, you don't pick on people who you think are trying to make their way up, or who feel lesser, or who aren't happy, or who aren't doing as well. You don't pick on them. That's what I mean by like punching down. Like, you never like go, oh, that person's beneath me, let me rag on them. That's something you do when you're not secure with who you are. That's something you do when you are unhappy with yourself, you're unhappy with your life, you maybe you've been drinking too much. Maybe you have been bottling some things up and are angry about other things, but it is rarely about the person who is your target. I'm not trying to brag, but my sleep score, have I mentioned this? I've averaged a sleep score of over 80% for the last 90 days, which is like unheard of for me. And one of the reasons why is because I have all of the things that help me to sleep better. And one of those very important things is my pillowcase. I use a Blissy pillowcase. It's cooling, so I don't feel like I'm hot at night. It actually regulates your temperature. It's actually better for your hair and your skin. It is washable. It's hypoallergenic. And Blissy is awesome. They've got beautiful robes that match your pillowcase if you want, or a sleep mask, or the silk hair accessories, all of which are really important if you're trying to grow your hair, or if you're just trying to have healthier hair. By the way, Blissy in 2021 was Good Housekeeping, Oprah Daily, Allure, Glamour, and Pop Sugar's winner for best bedding. Everybody loves a Blissy pillowcase. Like, if you're trying to buy a birthday present for your girlfriend, or looking for like a great gift for yourself, go to Blissy, BLISSY.com, and use code Shalene. Oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, I also get the spray that I use on my pillowcase from them. It is their eucalyptus spray. Holy cow. If you want your bedroom to smell like a spa, grab that too. Plus, you get 60 nights risk-free to try your pillowcase, plus an additional 30% off. So that's a total of 55% off. Hello, that's insane. Plus free shipping when you go to blissy.com/Shalene and use code Shalene. 55% off plus free shipping. blissy.com/Shalene. And be sure to grab the eucalyptus spray. It is rarely about the person who is your target. All right, listen, Brett Johnson just gave me the face. He wants to take me out for a nice little nightcap and some snacks at the rooftop lounge. So we're going to head up there right now. And maybe if we're lucky, when I come back, he'll chat with us because there's some things I want to ask him about. All right, we'll be back. We are back. I do not care for the co-ed bathroom situation. And this is like a cool new trendy thing that a lot of restaurants are doing. I don't like it.
I haven't been to this bathroom, so I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm assuming that there's like boys and girls can kind of like go in at the same kind of place. Is that what you're talking about? Like the same entrance?
Yeah. Like first of all, I don't know. It's kind of strange. So
you still have privacy though.
You're in a stall, but you're in a stall next to a dude, and dudes, the way they pee sounds different. And plus, I'm looking at a guy's feet. So the person in the stall next to me, I'm like, wow, this is either a woman with a really, really heavy stream or it's a dude. Then you have to like look under the stall and see that this person's shoes are facing towards the toilet. And I don't like it.
I haven't done the bathroom situation. It wouldn't bother me because, I mean, the girls are very quiet when you guys sit down and go to the bathroom. You guys are very, like, discreet. But, yeah, I mean, boys' bathrooms are not the most attractive places, let's just say. They're not.
What does that mean?
Because guys are just gross.
Really? They're gross in front of each other?
No, it's just like, I don't know. They just don't.
Tell me, what do you mean?
I've just watched guys like go to the bathroom at like the airport and like they're holding their junk. They shake their junk off. And a lot of times they shake their junk off and they miss the little urinal and it goes on like the floor. And then probably some of it goes on their hands. And I've watched them walk right out of the place. Like,
that's gross.
Yeah. Why don't you wash your hands? Like, wash your hands. I wash my hands so many times during the day. I'm always washing my hands, putting on lotion. Like, hygiene's a very important thing to me.
You take more showers than most people.
Take it a week in one day. But, yeah, you know, and so that's just the deal, is they do the shake-off and it misses.
What was the name of the mall that we went to?
High End.
Yeah, high end. But can I stuffy people like that? To me, like, I just don't relate. Like, we're walking around Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, but it just felt so weird. Like, Muffy Buffy. Did you see the couple with the dad who had his, like, sweater tied over his shoulders? So freaking cheesy. I could not handle it.
I did not, but I'm with you with the cheesiness on the whole, that mall.
Listen, and there's something about like people with money who have to have like all the name brands plastered all over them, like Gucci, 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 Versace, Versace, Versace. And listen. I've got plenty of name brand things.
We were in athletic wear, though.
No, we were looking for athletic wear. That's why we went there.
I was wearing athletic wear yesterday.
I was too.
I was, yeah.
But we went to try to find a Lululemon.
I know. We're like, is there a Vuori? Is there a Lululemon? This mall is so ritzy, they don't even have an Apple.
Yeah.
How do you not have an Apple store in a mall?
They're too rich for Apple.
They're too rich for Apple. The most successful company on the planet, they don't have an Apple store.
But I did buy a pair of really cool shoes.
Giuseppe's.
Very good Giuseppe's, that's right. Giuseppe heel. Giuseppe monster heel.
I liked every shoe you wore yesterday in that place. Every shoe you put on, I liked.
You were in a mood, that's why.
It was in the middle of the day. It was just like, your foot looked good in those shoes.
what shoes don't you like? Oh, the one shoe you didn't like, the one that had like the double straps.
Yeah.
So you let's just tell the people who don't know, Brett is a shoe snob. My friends are so, I mean, like I have friends who are very confident women, but my husband has single-handedly made them insecure about their footwear.
I get constant text messages on Friday and Saturday night from your girlfriends on what shoe they should wear with the outfit.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because they want to look good out, and like I have proven my point that shoe game is a must, and they look at your shoe game and they know that you're always on point and I'm always the one buying your shoes. So
I'm going to post a picture on Instagram of the shoes that we bought on, what day was it? Monday?
Yeah.
So they're these super cool iridescent, like they're the coolest shoe. It's an iridescent giant monster, I guess you could call it strappy heel by Giuseppe. And I'll post a picture of it. But I also found a nude wedge from Giuseppe that I really, really like. But I don't think I would ever wear a flat. I'm not a flat girl. I'm 5'2". I just don't do flats. But also, Brett just is so opinionated about shoes and nail color. And I don't need any of you to become insecure or think like, oh my God, what if Brett John, like, who cares what this man thinks?
Yeah, who cares?
Other than me. Like, I need to care.
If you want to know my opinion, I'll give it to you.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. So we go out to dinner with my girlfriend. We go out to dinner with my girlfriend, April, and a few of her girlfriends who I've never met.
And they don't know me.
They don't know Brett. They don't know his personality. They don't know his sense of humor. And Michaela's with us. And Michaela's like, hey, you guys, do you guys know Brett's opinion on shoes?
And they're like looking at this guy that's walked in. And we're talking. And they're like, the other two guys that they're with both played sports. So we're like talking sports and finances and business. And then all of a sudden, Brett's the shoe expert for women. And they all like whip their heads around like, what? Like, oh yeah, we need to hear this. And the fact that I was able to rattle off 3 minutes worth of commentary of like what you should wear on shoes and what you shouldn't wear had them floored.
They were absolutely floored. And he's very opinionated. He doesn't care because he's like, this is my opinion. Yeah. I'm not saying it's yours. I'm just telling you as a man, he said, I don't find this attractive, this attractive. And he like went through the list. And then
one of my main like no-go, like it's a no-go, is like you going out for the evening and you have a nice dress on or you have a nice outfit. You picked out a nice outfit. And you get all the way down the shoes and you go with some flat Tory Burches. I go, you might as well have f-ing given up on life. Like if you're wearing like Tory Burches out on.
He
like,
said, if you're wearing a Tory Burch ballet slipper, you've given up on life. And right then, April's head like hit the table. And I thought that she was just laughing at like how funny that was because she does not seem like a Tory Burch kind of girl.
Yeah.
So I thought she was just like, you know how you do sometimes when you're laughing so hard, you just have to like put your head down the table and just like bounce. And she's doing that. And I'm crying laughing. And then she goes, so I guess I've given up on life. And we're like, what? And then she put her foot up like on the side of the table so we could see it. Sure enough, she's wearing Tory Burch flats.
Yep.
And did that make you feel bad?
Nope.
Why did it not make you feel bad?
Because it will, next time she goes out,
yeah,
she'll think about it.
That's so mean. But also, it's April. She can handle it.
I know. She sent me a picture of herself in the same Tory Burches, like in Jamaica, on her like her room out on the deck. And she's just like, I've given up on life. You know. So now it's a joke.
But it's uncomfortable for me because I want women to feel amazing. And also he's not the authority. Also, every single woman if I've seen 1,000 women here in Miami, 999 of them have been wearing either white toenail polish or white fingernail polish. Everyone wears white polish right now.
Doesn't mean it's right.
And Brett hates
it. It's so bad. It's the equivalent of Tory Burch. Like, it's just like, oh, just give me white. I have no imagination.
And I was at the nail salon the other day, and this woman was like a little bit younger than me, and she was talking to her nail tech, and she said, I can't decide. Should I do this or this? And she goes, oh, no, 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 no. Do white. It makes you look tan. It's so beautiful.
See, I think that's what it makes them think. Like that they're going to get this tan and then their white toenails are. No, it makes you look weird. It makes you look like an alien that you have these white.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. This is all my opinion. This is our podcast. So it's.
Oh, it's our podcast. Now, if I recall, it's called The Chalene Show.
Yeah. But when I'm on it. Yeah. People are tuning in for me.
That's called Patreon. For the record, I love white nails. Even your daughter sometimes wears white nails.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does, Brett.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you can... Sierra, do you wear white nails, yes or no?
No. She always has a design on it. I'm talking about the matte white that looks like whiteout that you got from your teacher in fourth grade because you made a mistake.
So if I get white nails, how would you handle it?
You're not going to get white nails.
But what if I did?
You don't like white nails.
Oh, shoot. Yes, I do. I just would never get them because I know you don't like it. And I want you to be
every happy. Once in a while you push the envelope and you get like a really, really like light nude. And it's like, it's not white. But
how do you feel about that?
It's all right. It's okay.
I feel like I can do no wrong in your book.
Yeah, you could probably pull off white.
You're so cute. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
How many years are we?
28.
Do you have any thoughts on 28 years of marriage?
No, it gets better. I know it's a cliche, but it's like, you know, like fine wine, it just keeps getting better and better. I think you pour into it. Like all those early years, you're pouring in. It's like a foundation. Mm. You go through all this stuff together. And you're just, if you make it through it all, you're f***ing strong.
Yeah. And then it just keeps getting better. So if you are in the thick of things, if you have little kids and you don't have a date night and it just feels like the days are never ending and, oh my God, when are we going to stop having to like drive the kids to different sports and we don't have any weekends to ourselves and when do we get to do all these fun things? That's what gets you to look forward to your empty nest days because it is sad when they leave. It is so sad. But God is fair and you're going to be so excited about your freedom.
And it goes fast. Those driving the kids to their games and through middle school and high school and all that stuff, it goes so fast. It literally does.
I know. I miss it, but I'm so... I mean, the season that we're in right now is so yummy.
It's good.
You have a lot to look forward to, y'all. All right. Thanks for being here. Brett Johnson, thank you for spending a little time with us on Wednesday. As I mentioned, you guys, I am changing the format of the podcast a little bit, so thanks for staying with me. Fridays, I'm going to do a little bit of personal stuff at the beginning, and then we'll dig a little deeper into a topic. Wednesdays now are going to be fun like this, you know, personal episode. And of course, if you enjoy it, please consider becoming a Patreon member. That's where you can get Brett Unfiltered. That's where you get my stuff. And as always, just thank you for sharing any episode that you find interesting, funny, relatable. Share it with your BFF. It means the world to me. It's how the show grows. And I so appreciate you for that. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. We'll chat on Friday. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.